Governor Rick Scott gave credit for the ideas to teachers, principals, and students he spoke with during his education listening tour. The governor says he frequently heard that they're burdened with outdated rules. And Scott, citing his business background, says that's something he wants lawmakers to tackle during the upcoming 2013 legislative session.
Teachers and students tell us they waste valuable time on unnecessary rules and outdated regulations that could be better spent on helping students in the classroom. We will eliminate many regulations recommended to us by a panel of seven superintendents to streamline the work of Florida educators.
The governor wants to give schools greater flexibility in making purchasing decisions, citing the state's plan to transition to digital materials and away from paper-based textbooks. He also wants to get rid of enrollment caps for charter schools and give local districts the ability to start their own. Scott even earned some applause for recommending a moratorium on testing changes until the state fully transitions to national education standards.
As I traveled the state in the listening tour, they would explain to me we had different, I mean, each year we had new testing requirements and expectations. We need to give teachers time to transition to Common Core standards because these are much better measures for how students will succeed in college and career.
The issue of testing has been thorny in Florida, where just this year, more than 70% of students taking the state's writing test failed it. It's gotten harder for students to pass certain tests. The state is raising expectations on student learning as part of its transition to the national education standards, which are called the Common Core. And holding off on even more testing changes is something teacher Carol Booker says she can get behind.
I was glad to hear, thank you, that the assessment piece that we had spoken about, you plan on doing something about and rectifying it. So that was, thank you for listening. We appreciate it as teachers.
The state's largest teachers union, the Florida Education Association, is expressing some cautious optimism with the governor's education plan. Union President Andy Ford says it's too early to tell what the end result of the governor's proposals will look like.
Proof is going to be in the details. And as the budgeting process starts, we'll see where the real priorities are.
But Ford adds that he appreciates Governor Scott's reference to preparing students for college and careers. Ford notes that not all students will go to college, and he says he wants to know more about the governor's plans for public and private partnerships to fund things like teacher classroom supplies.
I think if we can have the public-private partnership work, it may lead to other models as long as we make sure all schools are treated fairly, because it's a whole lot easier to get business partners in the suburbs than it is in the inner city.
So far, reaction to Governor Scott's 2013 education agenda has gotten full support by groups like the Florida Chamber of Commerce and former Governor Jeb Bush's education think tank, the Foundation for Florida's Future. But Democratic legislative leaders aren't impressed. In a statement, House Minority Leader Perry Thurston called the governor's education goals an attempt to, quote, disguise his horrific education record. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatterin, Tallahassee.